Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Tehran, Iran. A new movie and television special presents an Islamic Jesus to the Muslim world. That's the headline. I'll have more details on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest in our Middle East news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
A film producer who shares the ideas of Iran's hardline president has produced what he says is the first film giving an Islamic view of Jesus Christ in a bid to show the common ground, he says, between Muslims and Christians. The film, Jesus, the Spirit of Allah, and its television version, which will further explore the links between Jesus and the Imam Mahdi, the Muslim Messiah, who will usher in with Jesus a new era of peace and harmony. The film and TV version of the Islamic Jesus says that Jesus was not crucified, but was taken by Allah directly into heaven to await his return with the Islamic Messiah. And that's the latest in our Middle East news update. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
An Islamic Jesus who did not die on a cross and resurrect from the dead is not the Jesus of the Bible, and a film depicting such a Jesus to the Muslim world has great prophetic significance for the end times. If you can take a moment, think about this with me. In an effort to make a bridge between Christianity and Islam, despite the stark divergence from Christian doctrine about the final hours of Jesus Christ before his death, the Iranian film producer believes he can open the door for dialogue between Christians and Muslims. The film, by saying that Allah saved Jesus from death on a cross, with Judas taking his place, is a stark contradiction to the Bible records in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John of the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, which is the foundation of the Christian faith. The Apostle Paul wrote the Corinthians 2,000 years ago that if Jesus Christ did not die and resurrect from the dead, he was not the Son of God, and we Christians are still in sin. That's 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 to 20. In that same letter to the Christians in Corinth, Paul wrote of the rapture of the church, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 51 to 53, when Jesus will take us from earth to heaven to be with him forevermore. The resurrection of Jesus Christ is a must if the rapture is to take place. Anyone, Islamist or whomever, who says that Jesus Christ did not die and raise from the dead is of an antichrist philosophy. That's 1 John chapter 2. Bible prophecy will be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...